you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together. Hey there, fellow heart warriors, empaths, and sensitives. I am struggling today with understanding where my sadness is truly coming from. It is June 24th, 2022. The United States has just had some big news for women. And I am in my 50th year. And what has just happened is that our daughters now have less rights than I have had. It's a crazy time. It's a crazy time. Everywhere, right? And I think many of the things that are happening in the world, whether they are here in the States or in the Ukraine, in Russia, in Africa, in Eastern Europe, wherever there are hard things happening, you know, South America, Central America, things are happening all of the time. And it can create a sadness, a place of not knowing exactly what to do or how you feel. Because I can tell you that in the last several hours, I've gone through a gamut of emotions. Sadness, heartbreak, rage, terror, anger, fury, despair. You name them, I've gone through them. What I'd really kind of like to talk about today is sort of how you move through those feelings, or how you can, when you are feeling completely beside yourself, how you can bring yourself back to center. You know, if none of you caught the interview I did with Gabby Bernstein about healing trauma, I do highly suggest you go back to that, because we get to a place at the end of that interview where we talk about when you're feeling like you don't know how to help, you don't know what to do, you don't even know what to do for yourself at the moment. Gabby and I discuss, you know, sort of the basics of, you know, getting really inside yourself. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. Some simple ways to reduce sadness. And I think this can actually, you could insert a word at the end of that. Simple ways to reduce anger, simple ways to reduce sadness, simple ways to reduce heartbreak, simple ways to reduce despair. And I'm going to go through those today. And this may have a little bit of a somber tone, but this really does go out for those of you who are empathic and sensitive towards other people and their pain and their feelings, that you don't have to take that all on. And I also know that you do. I am one of those. And I am going to take this just quick moment to say, if you have not gotten on my newsletter yet, please do so. I have some big things coming down the pike for empaths and people who consider themselves sensitive. So there will be a link in the show notes of how to sign up for the newsletter. And if then you sign up, please, please, please confirm your subscription, because a lot of times if you have Gmail, that a subscription goes right to your promotions, and also either or, you know, some other platform goes to spam. So you've got to confirm that. And then also just, you know, add hello at HeidiDallaire.com to your contacts and you'll always get the messages. We got to confirm that first email you get. All right, so on with the show. Here are some simple ways to reduce sadness.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
First of all, everyone experiences sadness at times. Sometimes life just really can get you down. You just don't know how to get out of your own way or climb out of the hole. However, you do not have to take sadness lying down. You can actively combat sadness by changing your perspective or by doing something enjoyable. And I say this a lot, even if you're going through grief or despair, continue to look around and look for the joyful moments, because it's those joyful moments that are going to snap you back into the presentness of yourself and your own body and your own feelings to say, yep, okay, that is a joyful moment. And the ability to self-soothe is actually one of the most important skills a person can have at their disposal. So try these tips to take control of your emotional state and to feel joy. You've seen pictures of me out there playing with my dog Piper. So, you know, the first thing is play with a pet. Even if it's not yours, play with a pet. The science is indisputable regarding pets. They're great for your mental health. Pet your dog, play with your cat, go for a walk with your dog. People with pets are happier and have less anxiety. If you have a pet, get on the floor and spend some time nose to nose with them, hand to hand, paw to paw. And if you don't have a pet, go visit a friend that does. Or, you know, you can go to the pet store. I have, at times when I have been petless, gone to the store or gone to the shelter to be able to pet and see an animal, because it not only brings joy to myself, but it also brings joy and comfort to them. Another thing you can do to control your emotional state is to listen to your favorite songs or listen to upbeat songs. You know, listen to songs that give you empowerment, make you feel good. You know, a good song can change your mood instantly. You know, earlier today, I actually listened to Bon Jovi, It's Your Life. I haven't listened to that song. Well, I have listened to it many times, but that was a song that was around when I was growing up and in my late teens and early 20s. So, and it was an empowering song. And even though it's long since gone many, many years ago, you can still find comfort. You can take yourself back to a time when, you know what, the world was your oyster and you could conquer anything. And so listen to your favorite song. Keep a playlist of your favorite songs handy, and I'd say use it regularly. I'm just getting back into really listening to music a lot more. I didn't for some time because, honestly, music made me sad. And I just realized that I was just going through something at the time, and to reconnect with music in a different way, to not play sad music, to actually play music that is uplifting, and it can totally change your mood. Okay, another tip. Watch a freaking funny movie. Watch a movie that makes you laugh. For any of you who remember Michael Myers from Saturday Night Live, I just watched So I Married an Ex-Murderer the other day. I was laughing my butt off. Hysterically funny. Spend a couple of hours with your favorite movie. You know, a few laughs can keep the sadness at bay, and you might dedicate an entire day to watching funny movies. Find laughter where you can. Another tip is to make a list of the good things in your life. If you're sad, you might be spending too much time on the negative things. Redirect your attentions to the good things. You might be grateful for your health, for, you know, your tennis partner, for the yummy salad you just had, for, you know, the walk you're taking with your friend. You can make a list of the things that you are grateful for. I do it every single day. And I did it right before I got on this podcast. One of the things that I'm grateful for is you, my listeners. You know, so many of you reach out and connect. And thank you for that. And you are most welcome to do so. Another tip for controlling your emotional state is to connect with your friends. Get out with a friend. Get out of the house. Get out of your head. And go spend some time with someone you enjoy. Do something fun with this person. You'll be in a better mood after that. Just go for it. Another thing to control your emotional state is get off the internet. get off the internet, stop scrolling, stop getting into other people's business. Too much time online leads to decreased satisfaction with life. Find a more productive and enjoyable way to spend your time. Maybe a new hobby is in order. Find something that you can spend your time with that does not include the internet. Read, walk, ride your bike, something, anything. Another tip to control your emotional state is to actually put yourself first. When we serve ourselves, we actually do also serve others. But you got to put yourself first at times. It's easy to run yourself into the ground and to feel miserable if you're always putting others first. Try putting yourself first for a change. And if the opposite is true, you're always putting yourself first, put the focus on someone else for a change. Balance is the key, right? Like, you can't always be living life too far forward for other people, and you can't always be just taking for yourself all of the time. There has to be a balance. And I know that when I'm feeling unbalanced, I go and I do something for myself. And then if I do something for somebody else to counterbalance, I feel good. I feel good about myself because I've taken care of myself and I've done something for someone else, even if it's just reaching out to say, hey, I see you. I love you. I hope you're doing well. Let me know what's going on. Another tip for controlling your emotional state is to take a mental health day. You can call in sick to work. Yep. Yes, you can, for your own mental health and well-being. Spend a day doing whatever you like. There's nothing like a mental health day to feel better about life. Imagine how you'd spend a perfect day at home and make it a reality. Like right now, if I envisioned a perfect day, it would be getting up, getting my dog to either the kennel for the day because I'm going to be gone and I know she needs to be taken care of, and packing a bag and getting to the beach here in Maine because it's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's joyful. It instantly takes my mind off all of the other erroneous things that can fill my head. So take a mental health day and take care of you. Next on the list is eat your favorite thing. Have a favorite meal. Everyone loves to eat. Everyone loves food. Few things can boost your mood better than your favorite thing. So splurge sometimes. I eat a very healthy diet, but there are times when I'm like, you know what? I just really want this and I'm going to indulge. And it's not all of the time. And I don't feel bad about it because it's actually something I really want. So I'll go and do it. And then if you want, go share a meal with someone you care about. There's nothing better than like sitting down with food and conversation with someone you care about and that makes you smile. Another tip is to read things that inspire you. Maybe it's your own gratitude list. But what are the words out there that inspire you? Are they written down somewhere? Do you read them every day? I have some post-its around my computer and, you know, things that I've written out that are what I consider affirmations or just small things. And I read them. I read them all the time. And they do. They make me feel better. Just remember that your life may be tough right now. But the odds are there have been many people that have overcome worse situations, and we connect with those people. So read about someone that inspires you for you to become your best version of yourself. And I'm just going to end on this whole podcast episode is about changing your emotional state. And it's changing your emotional state so that you can actually function. It's the not getting mired down in the things that like take you out of yourself. It's to find the things that bring you back to yourself. And the things that bring you back to yourself are the things you love and enjoy and the people you love and enjoy. So if you're feeling down, ask yourself what you can do to make yourself feel better and go do it. Do more of those things. Do more of the things that make you feel good. You don't have to wait, in quotes, to feel better. You can take steps to feel better right this minute, right now. So take responsibility for your current state of sadness or anger or despair or whatever it may be, because no one else can do it and no one else is likely to do it for you. So give yourself the attention you deserve and make your happiness a priority. Call up a friend, grab your pet, and have a good time. find the joy. All right, that's what I have for you for now. Again, if you haven't yet, please sign up for the newsletter. There's some big stuff coming down the pike. Newsletter folks get that information first. And if you do sign up for the newsletter that will be in the show notes, please make sure you confirm your subscription and then add hello@HeidiDallaire.com to your contact list. Thanks so much, you guys. I love you so much. I'm sending you a ton of love. If you are going through any tough time, no matter what it is, if it's world events, if it's your own personal stuff, I am sending you love and peace. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.